720 WGN, it is Freedom Friday, 4th of July kickoff show, and what better way to celebrate all weekend long than, of course, fireworks, and they're going to be happening in communities all around Chicagoland, but there's none bigger or better than the one that happens directly behind me. I can see Navy Pier from my view here and excited to have a person with their hand on the pulse of all of it. She is she's the Chief Marketing Experience Officer for Navy Pier, Sarah Jo Lucchi. SJ, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's almost showtime. I'm sure you're out there. You're like, I don't know, prepping the fuses. I'm sure there's a lot to do right for this.
Yeah. You know, they don't let me anywhere near the fuses, which is probably a good thing. But I was on a golf cart earlier doing a sound check for the soundtrack that'll accompany our fireworks. So exciting thing.
That's amazing. You know, I've actually done shows on 4th of July with the fireworks going on behind me and all the people, because there's all windows here at 303 Wacker, and people were just lined up watching the fireworks while I was doing a regular radio show. Well, we've got a few minutes to be able to check in with this. For those people that want to see the biggest and the best, what you have going on, what are the things they should know?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, our Independence Day fireworks are presented by Choose Chicago, and they start at 10 o'clock tomorrow night, which is our typical Saturday night fireworks timing. However, we, in celebration of America's 250th anniversary, are extending the show by 50%. So everyone's going to get a 15-minute show, and in that 15 minutes, we have what I'm calling doubled up the experience, the spectacular. So you can expect a lot of action, a lot of great visual things going off in the sky during that time. I'm losing my mind. It's so exciting, and I'm really tired.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. Think about this. You know, it's always great fireworks that you guys do at Navy Pier, and to have it be 50% greater, right, in honor and recognition of the 250th. I cannot even imagine. It's going to be a lot of fireworks, right? It's going to be absolutely amazing. And then to tie it to music, we're doing our bumpers to music. Eli did a great job having fireworks. I think that's a Katy Perry song kind of leading into your thing. So how hard is that to sync it up, or is it just fine however it goes?
Well, we have a great programming team, and they hand select and handcraft and curate that soundtrack. They work with our fireworks partner. They've been planning this show since January, so a lot of thought goes into it in terms of syncing up the effects, picking the songs that we hope gets everyone, you know, really excited, and you know, also we have so many different folks that come out here with different, you know, music tastes and things. So really trying to find something that appeals to everyone through that show is a really tremendous thing to accomplish, and our team does a great job.
Yeah, SJ, people have been planning for this for 250 years. You guys have obviously been planning. For those people planning to get out there and see it, what should they do? Can they get reservations, I guess, to be able to see it closer or on site? Yeah. You know, what's the best way? Give the scoop.
Sure. So first and foremost, we are expecting one of our largest crowds ever. So we're asking everyone to plan to come out early. Use public transportation, use rideshare if you can. Our parking garages will most likely be full well before the fireworks start. There's multiple garages within a 10-minute walk from the pier. Everything can be found on our website at navypier.org. But also, a couple insider tips. One of the best places to watch the fireworks are on one of our boat and cruise partners. So there's multiple selections, different types of boats you can be on. You can find all that information on our website as well. I think they still have reservations. You are sitting right underneath the fireworks if you're on one of those boats, and it's spectacular. But, you know, anywhere on the pier, on the south side of the pier, is a great place to catch the fireworks. Again, just really asking people to anticipate a lot of traffic, potential street closures, and to really plan to get down here as early as they can and enjoy the pier for the day and afternoon, and then stay for the fireworks.
Yeah, SJ, last time on that website before we let you go.
Yep, navypier.org, O-R-G.
SJ Lucchi, she's masterminding the entire celebration. Thanks so much for everything. Excited for everything happening. Thanks for jumping on.
Thanks for having me, and have a great 4th of July.